Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. As we enter this new year, I want to encourage you today to set scripturally based goals for the next 12 months, and you will be rewarded with accomplishment that will bring you great joy and peace and encouragement, and you will find yourself on the way to fulfilling God's purpose for your life. We've been talking this week about scriptural goal setting for the new year. How do you get started with setting goals for your life and for the next 12 months of your life? Well, before we begin that, I want to encourage you with a few statistics. Many people have said they are so busy that they don't even have time to plan their day or plan their week, their month, or their year. And yet, studies have shown that planning in and of itself pays a 500% return on time invested in the planning. Most people's objections or reasons why they do not pursue serious goal setting for their lives has to do with a problem with a lack of time. Their lives are so filled with activities that take up so much of their time that they drop into bed exhausted at night only to rise the next day and pursue endless activity without seeing the end in sight or the purpose for it. Is the problem really a lack of time in a person's life, or is it truthfully a lack of direction? It's been said that direction creates time. How can that possibly be? We live in a very fast-paced world where our time is being infringed upon at every turn. I remember observing some years ago a young mother with several children, school-aged, a husband, and a very busy family life. This young woman, very talented, could do many things. And as a result, she was asked by the children's school to help with this certain activity, by the children's sports teams to be the team mother, by her church to plan certain activities, by her husband to fulfill these particular duties. So at every single turn, this young woman had a load piled up on her agenda of time-consuming activities, and she literally felt like she did not have a single minute in her day to so much as plan the next day's school lunches or any other activity for that matter. Was her problem really a lack of time, or was it a lack of direction? Direction will create time, and it does so in this manner. If this woman had, for example, a very clear mandate from God as to what her specific purpose and goal should be in that particular season of her life, and let's just say that God had given her the revelation that her goal, her number one purpose at this time, was to raise up those children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, then she would focus her time, her attention, and her energy toward activities that fulfilled that specific goal. And she would eliminate activities that did not fulfill that specific goal. When you have direction, it creates time because it removes activities that are taking up time that do not lead to the fulfillment of the specific goal. That young woman felt, though she was doing many, many different good things, that she wasn't doing any of them very well, and that was really the truth. She wasn't able to keep up her housework or help her children with their schoolwork or do a good job on the church activities or do a good job at keeping her husband's needs met because she was pulled in so many directions that were not really necessary at that particular season in her life. Direction will create time in your life, but you must know where you're headed. Or we could say it this way, you must know what your goal is in order to focus your direction toward that goal. Getting started with goal setting begins by having a clear and distinct major life objective for yourself as an individual and as a family. God has a very specific, God-given life objective for you, for your family, for you as a couple if you're married, and wants you to focus your energy, your prayer life, upon seeing that God-given objective or goal fulfilled. I want to encourage you today to get started on scriptural goal setting by taking out your Bible, a pen, and a pad of paper. Begin this way. On the very first sheet of paper, right at the top of the page, my God-given life objective. On the second piece of paper, I want you to write this, spiritual goals. On the next sheet of paper, I want you to write family and relationship goals. On the next sheet of paper, right at the top of the page, physical and health goals. On the next sheet, write these words, career and academic goals. And on the last sheet of paper, write financial goals. By doing this, we will begin this process of scriptural goal setting. I encourage you to have your Bible with you because God wants you to pursue everything in life based on a revelation of His will for your life, and you find God's will in His Word. To be sure that your goals are on target or on track with the Lord, make sure that these goals can always be checked against your God-given life objective. In other words, you can ask yourself this question about every goal that you may write out. Does this goal bring me closer to or further from my God-given life objective? Perhaps you'd say to me, I don't know what my God-given life objective is. Then let me encourage you to write on that first page this verse, Romans 8:29. This is a biblical objective for every single believer, and it reads this way, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son." A God-given life objective for every single believer is to be conformed into the image of Jesus. We know Jesus was full of love for all people. God wants us to be conformed into that. We know that Jesus loved to spend time in prayer, communing with the Father. We know that God longs for each believer to be conformed into that image. We know that Jesus only did and said what he saw and heard the Father doing and saying. God wants each believer life to be conformed to that image. And we know that Jesus moved with compassion as he walked in the earth. Certainly, that is a God-given objective for every single follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then as you begin to write out your spiritual goals, your family and relationship goals, your physical and health goals, your career and academic goals, and your financial goals, make sure that you check those against this life objective. Will it conform you more into the image of Christ? Then yes, it's a good goal. If not, set it aside. Scriptural goal setting puts us in a position where we have aimed our arrow, or you could say the arrow of your life, toward the target of God's perfect will. The scriptures warn us, however, not to undertake any venture in the flesh. We know from Zechariah 4, verse 6, that we are encouraged not to do things by might or by power, but by God's Spirit. That's how God wants you to walk throughout your life. So don't undertake a great goal that's not God-given, or don't even undertake a God-given goal in the flesh. God wants you to do it in the Spirit, inspired by His Spirit, and then empowered by His Spirit. And those God-given goals will bring a fruitful harvest and an amazing impact in the earth when you're obedient to God-given goals. Join me tomorrow and Friday as we continue scriptural goal setting for the new year. We will take time to look at all of these areas: spiritual goals, family and relationship goals, health, career, and financial goals, and see how to set those and then make action steps by faith that will bring them to pass in your life. God wants you to experience His purposes and goals for your life fulfilled. Join me tomorrow as we continue scriptural goal setting for the new year. Friends, if you're considering making an end of the year tax-deductible donation to a Christian ministry, please prayerfully consider a donation to Hidden with Christ Ministries. Partner with us to fulfill Christ's mandate to go ye therefore and teach all nations by spreading the word of God via the airwaves around the world.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.